If you've ever wondered why your yoga journey hasn't been a continual ascent into the land of unicorns and lollipops, then this yoga class is for you. Hi, I'm Melissa with Yoga with Melissa, and this is real yoga for real people. Yoga that you can do so you can move better, feel better, and connect with your true nature. This is deeply transformational hatha yoga so that we can bring awareness and self-acceptance to ourselves, our relationships, and the earth we inhabit. I put out a new 1-hour yoga video every single Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific. So if you are new here, be sure to subscribe and turn on notifications by pressing that little bell so that you don't miss a single one of my yoga videos. And if you like today's video, be sure to give it a thumbs up and let me know what you like about it in the comments. Today's video is all about cycles, and I teach using stories and words and teachings. And so if you are feeling quite overwhelmed and stressed and anxious right now, feel free to press that mute button and follow along silently with the visuals until you're feeling less overwhelmed. I have a testimonial today from Shar from Facebook about last week's class on acceptance. Shar says, "Melissa, I did this class during my afternoon break. All I can say is you never disappoint. The location, as always, was stunning. The lesson was on point for me and my life now and throughout my life. Thank you for sharing your very personal experiences with us. Trying to find acceptance outwardly in the past and now with your direction, classes, and somatic meditation, I realize acceptance comes from within. Learning to accept myself and be with who I truly am without any judgments is an amazing experience. The knowing that I am fine now, being with who I am now, and not needing anything to be different with me and opening to life as it currently is. Acceptance with each moment and each breath. Thank you." So thank you, Shar, for such an amazing testimonial. And thanks to all of you who leave your comments on Facebook and on YouTube and iTunes and my website. And as always, the most in-depth conversations happen in our membership community. I want to thank Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I'm wearing a long sleeve red hoodie, which I might need because it's actually raining. So if it continues to rain, I can just put the hood up. And I'm wearing long black leggings. And thanks to Dusky Leaf for my props. Today I've got the cork blocks on hand. You may want to have a set of blocks on hand. We're going to be doing some moon salutations. And if you have short hamstrings like me, then you might want them for the triangles, forward folding triangle, pyramid pose in the moon salutations. Let's bring ourselves together, student and teacher, with the peace mantra. Om Sahana Vavatu, Sahano Bhunaktu, Sahavīryam Karvavahai, Tejasvina Vadita Mastu, Mavidvishavahe. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And that mantra means, protect us together, student and teacher. May our studies nourish us together. May we work together for the union of the good of all. May our learning be luminous and purposeful. May we live in harmony, peace, peace, peace be unto all. Okay, we are going to begin our practice today lying down on your backs with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. You may want to place your hands on your lower belly and take your feet wide on your mat and let your knees fall in towards each other. So feel the support of the earth underneath you. Feel your feet connecting to the earth. Feel Feel the back of your pelvis, your rib cage, your shoulders heavy on the earth, your elbows, and the back of your head. And then begin to follow your breath in your belly. Today's class is about cycles, so become aware of the cycle of your breath. Just notice that there's your breath in, and then at the end of your breath in, there's a pause. There's your breath out. And at the end of your breath out, there's a pause. And then that's followed by another cycle of breath. So staying here, connecting with the cycle of your breath, I'm going to sit up and contextualize the beginning of the class for you. As the rain comes down, then there'll be less raindrops in my eyes. So those of you who have an ongoing yoga practice will recognize that your spiritual journey is an endless journey of transformation. And our yoga class today is about the cycles on our path. Whether these cycles come from our inner needs or our external circumstances, we can respect the needs that these cycles bring about in our lives. The cycles of our yoga and meditation journey will take us high and low, in and out. Sometimes it will feel like we are riding the roller coaster of the ascending and descending journey. We will experience a beautiful spiritual high and coast for a while, and then descend into the darkest depths. Our spiritual journey directs us on inner and outer cycles as well. There are times when we will be pulled into our inner journey, and other times when we will want to be involved in our outer lives. So following the cycle of your breath, we're going to come into a stretch now. So you're going to take your knees that are still bent, and you're going to cross your right ankle over the top of your right thigh. Open your right knee out to the side and draw your right knee in towards your chest. Reach through that keyhole, hold on behind your knee, and feel the sensation in the outside of your right knee and into your right hip. And you're going to keep staying connected with the cycle of your breath. And then you're going to lower your left foot down to the ground. Take your arms out to the side in a soft T. Press your left foot into the ground. Lift your hips. Take them over to the right side of your mat. And then let your legs drop to the left side of your mat. So now your right foot will be on the ground. The left side of your outside of your leg will be on the ground. And take your right arm overhead. And then come back to the center. Press into your left hip, foot. Untuck your hips. Uncross your right leg. Lower your arms. This time you're going to cross your left ankle over the top of your right thigh. Open your left knee out to the side. And draw your right leg in. Feel the sensation in the outside of your left thigh and into your left hip. And then lower your right foot to the ground. Take your arms out to the side in a soft T. You're going to press into your right foot. Lift your hips. Take them over to the left side of your mat. Lower your legs to the right side. So your left foot and the outside of your right leg is on the ground. And take your left arm overhead. And then come on back to the center, press into your right foot, untuck your hips, bring your legs back to the center, and you're actually going to draw both of your knees into your chest, and we're going to cycle through a little vinyasa called the Love Vinyasa that I learned from one of my teachers at Esther Meyer's studio when I was there. So basically you're spelling the word love, L-U-V. So you're starting here. This is home base. And then you're going to inhale. Take your legs and arms straight. Your arms come overhead. Your legs come straight up. And this is a nice opening for your hamstrings. So there's your L. Then you bring your arms straight up. There's your U. And then you open up your arms and legs wide. There's your V. Come back to your U. Inhale. Come back to your L. And then come back to your home base. So you spell lovul. Love and then V-U-L backwards. So let's do that again. Inhale, arms and legs come up. Exhale, up to the U. Inhale, open to the V. Exhale to the U. Inhale to the L. I think I messed that up. And back to home base. So if you get lost, you just come back to home. Doesn't matter. Okay, so inhale. Exhale, U. Inhale. Inhale, L. Exhale, U. Inhale, V. Back to the U. Back to the L. And then back to home base. So it's nice for your core, nice for your hips, nice to open up your hamstrings. Let's do one more. Great. And then we're going to roll over to your side and we're going to come up into lunge pose. So you are going to, you could use your blocks here if you want. Okay, so let's begin by walking your right leg through. And taking your hands on either side, so you could put your blocks here if you want. And we are going to actually move through this one. You're going to rock forward and back. And rock forward and back. So we're opening up the front of your hips. And we're going to continue to lengthen out your hamstrings a bit as well. And then we'll switch sides. So you're going to walk your right leg through now. And feel the opening in the front of your left hip. And then you're going to lean back. So the cycles that we experience parallel the cycles of our bodies, from waking and sleeping to our menstrual cycles, if you're female, our breathing cycles, the cerebral spinal fluid that bathes our brain, and then also in nature, there are cycles of the moon, the cycles of the tide, the cycles of day and night, and the cycles of the seasons. So cycles are all around us. And there are times when we are called to grow. There are times when we're called to coast or just sustain things. And there are times to let go. And we can honor the timing of all the cycles in our lives. Okay, and then I want to do one more with you. And in this one, I'm going to give you two options. One is that you can stay low. Excuse me. So let me show you the option first. If you have issues with your knees and you can't do deep knee flexion, you're going to come to standing in that case and take your legs wide, turn your toes out, and you'll do side to side like this. Okay? Same benefit, just not as deep knee flexion. Okay, then the other expression of this posture is a half squat. So you come all the way down so that you'd have the full knee flexion, and we're going to go from side to side. Okay, and then from here, we're going to come up to standing. One of the things that beautifully represents the cycles in our life are the moon, the cycle of the moon. So in yoga, we have something called moon salutations, which I rarely do, mostly because it's quite challenging to teach. We're going to do moon salutations. I'm going to stand to the left side of my mat. And next time, I'm going to remember to bring my mat where I have my right and left written on them in opposite ways. Today, I'm going to have to rely on my own brains. This could be a disaster. So you're going to stand on the left side of your mat. You're going to inhale, reach up. And you're going to exhale. You're going to bend to one side and the other. Breathe in center, and then you're going to breathe out, and you're going to step to your right, and you're going to take a five-pointed star. You're going to inhale, reach up, turn your toes out. Of course, we had a downpour before, and my mat is completely slippery. You're going to exhale, you're going to step into Goddess Victory Squat. Inhale, reach up, turn your left toes in, your right toes out, and come into Triangle Pose. Tip. You're going to bend your right knee, take your left arm around, side angle pose. Come up to warrior two, and then to stargazer. Turning all the way around to warrior one, and then coming all the way down for runner's lunge, turning and facing the front for half squat. Coming to the other side, half squat. Turning and facing your left leg, pyramid pose. Opening up, triangle pose. Coming up, five-pointed star. Stepping up to the right side of your mat. Exhale, side bend. Inhale, center. Exhale, side bend. Inhale, center. And then exhale, hands to your heart. And that's half a round. So you're going to inhale, reach up. Exhale, side bend. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, side bend. Inhale, reach up. And then you step to your left. Five-pointed star. Reach up, turn your toes out. Exhale, Goddess Victory Squat. Inhale, reach up, turn your left toes, your right toes in, your left toes out, shift your right hip out. You're gonna tip triangle. Bend your left knee, reach your right arm around, side angle pose. Bring your left arm, your right arm back, your left arm up. Warrior two, keep tipping, stargazer. Turn around, face front. Warrior one, coming partway down or all the way down for that runner's lunge. Turn, face front, half squat or full squat. Come to the other side, half squat or full squat. Turn your left toes in, your right toes out. And then you're in your pyramid pose. Turn your left toes out. Open up your left arm. Triangle pose. Coming up, both toes point front. Star pose. Turn your toes out. Goddess victory squat. To go up to the left side of your mat. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, side bend. Inhale, center. Exhale, side bend. Inhale, center. Exhale, hands to your heart. And that's how it's done. A little victory dance for me. Any of you who are yoga teachers, you probably, I don't know, maybe you do mirror it when you teach it, but I used to always turn my back and teach it. Phew, now that we got the first round done, I'll probably mess up the next two. Okay, here we go. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, side bend. Maybe I'll just point. I won't name lefts and rights. Exhale, side bend. Inhale, center. Step to your right. Five-pointed star. Inhale, reach up. Turn out your toes. Exhale, goddess victory squat. Inhale, reach up. You're going to turn your left toes in, your right toes out. And Trikonasana. Bend your right leg, circle your arm around, side angle pose. Bring your back arm up, right arm up, warrior two. Keep sinking back, stargazer. Circle around, warrior one. Come all the way down or partway down, runner's lunge. Turn, face front, half squat. And then you're coming for half squat on the other side. Turn your right toes in, turn towards your left leg, Parsvottanasana. Turn your left toes out, open your right arm up. There's a triangle pose again. Turn your toes forward. There's star pose. Turn your toes out. Goddess victory squat, and you're going to step up towards the right side of your mat. Side bend. Inhale, center. Exhale, side bend. Inhale, center. Exhale, hands to your heart. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, side bend. Inhale, center. Exhale, side bend. Inhale, center. You're going to step to your left. Turn your toes out. Goddess victory squat. Inhale, reach up. Turn your right toes in, your left toes out. Shift your hips and tip triangle pose. Bend your left knee, circle your right arm around. Side angle pose. Bring your right arm around. Bring your left arm up, stargazer. Then you're gonna turn and face towards your left leg. There's warrior one, coming all the way down, now partway down for that runner's lunge. Turn, face front, half squat. Coming to a half squat on the other side. Turn your right toes in, turn towards your left leg, straighten out both legs. Open up for triangle pose. Coming up for star pose. Turn your toes out, goddess victory squat. You step up towards the left side of your mat. Inhale, exhale, side bend. Inhale, center. Exhale, side bend. Inhale, center. Exhale, hands to your heart. We're going to do one more full round of moon salutations. So inhale, reach up, focusing on the cycle of the moon salutation. Imagine you're drawing that circle of the moon, going through that cycle. Exhale, side bend. Inhale, center. Exhale, side bend. Thinking about all the shapes of the moon that you're making through this whole thing too. Inhale, center. Exhale, step into the star pose. Turn your toes out. Exhale, goddess victory squat. Inhale, reach up. Turn your left toes in, your right toes out. Shift and tip. Triangle pose. Bend your right knee. Circle your left arm around. Coming into the side angle pose. You're going to bring your left arm back, your right arm up, stargazer. Circle around, coming into warrior one, coming partway down or all the way down into that runner's lunge. Turn face front for the half squat. Coming into half squat on the other side. Turn your right toes in, turn towards your left leg, straighten out both legs, open up the right side of your body for triangle pose. Coming up for star pose, stepping into goddess victory squat, and then you're going to step up to the right side of your mat. Exhale, side bend, inhale, center. Exhale, side bend, inhale, center. Exhale, hands to your heart. Last half round, inhale, reach up. So you got the waxing moon, you got the waning moon. Exhale, side bend. Inhale, center. Exhale, side bend. Inhale, center. Gonna step out to your left for a star pose. Turn your toes out. Sit into goddess victory squat. Inhale, reach up. Turn your right toes in, your left toes out. Shift your left hip. And then you're going to come into triangle pose. Bend your left knee, circle your right arm around for side angle pose. And then you bring that right arm up for warrior two, and you keep going for stargazer. Turn to face your front left leg for warrior one, coming all the way down or partway down for that runner's lunge. Turn face the front for half squat. Come to the other side for half squat. Turn your left foot in, turn towards your left. Right leg, straighten it out. Open up your left arm. Come up for star pose. Turn your toes out, goddess victory squat. And then you're gonna step up to the left side of your mat where you began cycles, beginning, middle, ending, and repeat. Okay, let's pause here. I'm not sure what I had planned next, to be honest with you. Okay. Not a whole heck of a lot, to be honest. What we're going to do is we're going to come down and do a forward fold to finish, to round out our practice. So. Okay, so we're going to do a seated forward fold. You may want to get a little folded blanket or a little cushion so you can elevate yourself. I'm on a nice little decline here, which works well for a forward fold. You're going to sit with your right leg extended, lift and pull the flesh out of the way. Open your left knee out to the side. If there's any space underneath your left knee, fill it with a little cushion or a folded blanket here. And you're going to lift up nice and tall here, relax your right leg, and exhale, fold forward over your straight right leg. So when I was planning this class, there was a lot of activity. You know, there's a lot of motion in this class. And then, you know, when we're thinking about cycles, you want to follow activity with rest. So after the moon salutation, I only wanted a forward fold just so that we followed all that activity with rest. That was a natural cycle. Our yoga and meditation practice gives us the ground of calm abiding so that we can clearly see what cycles we are in. And when we clearly see what cycle we're in, we can accept our spiritual task in that cycle. So as you rest in this pose in Janu Sirsasana, reflect on what cycle you're in right now. You might be in a cycle of creation, you might be in a cycle of sustaining, you might be in a cycle of letting go, or you might be in a cycle of rebirthing. So what you might be of a cycle of turning inward, you might be in a cycle of moving outward in your life, you might be in a cycle of ascent, you might be in a cycle of descent. So reflect on what's true for you right now in your life. Okay, let's come up and then extend your left leg out. Bend your right leg. Excuse me. Open your right knee out to the side. Lift up tall through your spine. Feel the stretch of your pelvis over your leg bone. So your femur bone goes right into your pelvis. And feel how that's a joint there. Actually feel your pelvis, feel the fluidity of that there, and then feel your pelvis rolling over your hip joint there to find that forward fold. So as I reflect on what cycle I'm in right now, I can feel the influence of both my outer and my inner life. So currently I feel like I'm in a cycle of inner work spurred on by outer relationships. I'm going through a cycle and a period of clear seeing. And during this cycle, I can see all the ways I continually turn away from my own pain and my own hurt, and how I contribute to the anger and the aggression and the drama in my closest relationships. So it's a powerful and painful realization, and one that is causing me much grief and sadness, tenderness and compassion. And it's also creating a desire for me to attend to my own heart, but also want to reach out to those relationships as well. So it's a really interesting cycle of independence and interdependence. So I guess in that way, if I was to reflect on the moon cycle, it would be not completely in the dark moon, not completely in the full moon, but somewhere in the middle. So it can often be very tempting to turn away from certain cycles in our life. And Jack Kornfield says that we often wish that our own emotional work was done and over with so that we could open to the next level, you know, so that we could go to the ascent, so that we could get to that level of plateauing and coasting. However, he urges us to honor the cycles and rhythms in our life, to honor the cycles and rhythms of our feelings and emotions as well. And I'll tell you, our next series in Yoga with Melissa is going to be a whole series just dedicated to the emotions again. Because I think there's great value in every single emotion that we experience, as much as we want to bypass them, get past them, and get over them and have them be done, there's great value in each one. So I love how he says to honor the rhythm and cycles of our feelings and emotions. And from here, we're going to come up. And I'm just going to get you to take your legs out long. Take your hands behind you. Lift and open your heart. Just a little bit of a back bend here. And then you're going to... Actually, I had you have your blocks, didn't I? So, because we didn't do a back bend in this class, let's take your blocks so you can finish either with a bolster or with your blocks and for Shavasana in supported fish pose. And you can stay resting in Shavasana to receive and integrate your practice. And I'm going to sit up and read you a poem. This poem is called The Hermit Crab by Mary Oliver. Once I looked inside the darkness of a shell folded like a pastry, and there was a fancy face, or almost a face. It turned away and frisked up its own brawny forearms so quickly, against the light, and my looking in, I scarcely had time to see it, gleaming. Under the pure white roof of old calcium, when I set it down, it hurried along the tide line of the sea, which was as slashing along as usual, shouting and hissing toward the future, turning its back with every tide on the past, leaving the shore littered every morning with more ornaments of death. What a pearly rubble from which to choose a house like a white flower. And what a rebellion to leap into it and hold on, connecting everything. The past to the future, which of course is the middle, which is the only argument there is against the sea. So gradually allow your breath to deepen. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. And you can slowly make your way up to a seated position, and we'll complete our practice with sitting with a mudra. I've chosen the Kalaka mudra number 2 to go with the flow, to go with the flow of the cycles, to trust the cycle of our life that we're in, you know, to trust that when we're on an ascending journey, to trust the ascending journey, to trust that when it feels like nothing's happening in our life, to just go with that flow, and to trust when things are decaying and falling away, that that's okay too. So the way this works is we bring the backs of our hands together and hook our pinky fingers, and then bring our thumb and index finger and middle finger together, and then you extend your ring fingers out. So you're crossing the back hands back to back, hook the little fingers with the tips pointing upward, join the thumb and index and middle finger on each hand, and extend the ring fingers up at a 45 degree angle. And we'll breathe with this for a few minutes together. So let's transition to our closing mudra series with your, I don't know about you guys, but that was intense for me. So let's just give our hands a little shake out. I even had a little tingling in my fingers in that little mudra series. So left palm up, right palm down. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So thank you so much for joining us for this class on cycles. If you like the class, please give it a thumbs up. And if you know somebody who would benefit from these teachings, please feel free to share it with them. Let me know in the comments what cycle of life you're in right now. Are you on an ascending journey? Are you on a descending journey? Are you feeling an inward pull? Or are you feeling more outwardly pulled right now? Let me know in the comments. I would really love to know. Today, I shared with you what cycle I'm currently in, and one of the things that supports me most in the cycles of my life is in our membership community. Michelle has run our Moonstruck section for well over a year now. I'm not even sure how long. It might even be closer to 2 years now. And she supports our membership community in waxing and waning with the energy of the moon, that really more inward pull of the dark moon to the dark moon, to the waning moon, and then the new moon. And then as we go back out to the full moon every month, she supports us with a class and reflections twice a month. And so that's been really supportive to me to be able to say, you know, hey, my energy is a little like wackadoodle right now. Okay, that, you know, that's what's going on. And to have the support of my moon sisters and the membership community is just so helpful. And then to notice that, you know, I just feel like retreating and doing nothing right now, and being able to go into that moonstruck community and arc in our larger community and have that support is just really amazing. So if that's something, if you'd like to connect more with the natural rhythms of your life and have that support from other moon sisters, then I know you'd love that part of our membership community as well. So if you're already a member, I'll put that link in the show notes for you. And if that's something that sounds like it would appeal to you as well, I can put a link to sign up to become a member. So I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. I bet you I have donators as well. I do. You guys are so wonderful to us. Thank you to Sonia from Australia, to Diane from Nova Scotia, to Donna from Saskatchewan, and Renee from Amanda, Ohio. We appreciate your support so much. Your monetary donations help us. They pay Tim and I a living wage so that we can live here in Victoria, find beautiful backdrops for you, put food on our table, pay for our rent, and be able to sustain ourselves so that we can keep doing this, because we film every day. We're either editing, filming, uploading videos, and this, you guys support us in having a living wage so that we can do this for you. Thank you so much. If you'd like to donate, there's a donation link, isn't there, right on the screen? In the show notes, if you'd like to donate. I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as strong as our mountains. And may you be as grounded as the trees, hopefully more grounded than this one. May you be as grounded as the Well, yes, there you go. Cycle of life. Thank you. That's true, Tim. Guru Tim has spoken. What were we calling those when you were doing the class? We were calling them Timisms or Tim. The last word goes to Tim. Om Shanti, Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.